USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Taliban in Afghanistan has agreed to a temporary nationwide ceasefire in order to allow the signing of a peace agreement with the U.S. The peace deal would let the Trump administration bring American troops home from Afghanistan and open the door to end America's longest war. Officials in Washington have demanded a promise from the Taliban that Afghanistan would not be used as a base by terrorist groups. After an 18-year engagement, there are about 12,000 U.S. troops deployed in Afghanistan. The statement from the Taliban followed a report from an Afghan official that a Taliban attack had killed at least 17 local militiamen. The U.S. has carried out airstrikes in Iraq and Syria against a Hezbollah militia. The Pentagon said it hit 5 targets, 3 in Iraq and 2 in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Russia says it stopped a terrorism attack reportedly planned in St. Petersburg because of a tip from Washington. A Russian news agency says two Russians were detained on suspicion of plotting attacks during New Year's festivities. The Kremlin says Putin passed on his gratitude to President Trump during a special Sunday phone call. Two people have been killed in a shooting at a church. A third person has been critically wounded. KRLD reporter Andrew Greenstein.
White Settlement Police Chief J.P. Bevering says the shooting started just before 11 this morning.
A man entered the church and fired a weapon. A couple of members of the church returned fire, tracking the suspect who died at the scene.
One of the victims has died and the other is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. FBI Special Agent in Charge Matthew DeSarno says there are many more questions than answers.
We are working very hard to find motive, to get to the bottom of what happened.
Andrew Greenstein, White Settlement, Texas.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In a Gallup survey, the government has been named as the most important problem facing our country. USA's John Clemens reports.
Gallup presented a number of choices for the concerns of Americans, ranging from the economy, immigration, and for national security. But the government was at the top of the list for the third straight year at 27%. That is up over last year when it stood at 22%. When Gallup questioned respondents about their party affiliation, as expected, the Democrats blamed President Trump, while the Republicans blamed the U.S. Congress for its dysfunctional actions in general, as well as the Democrats in the U.S. Congress. I'm John Clemens.
An actress and deaf activist is highlighting the challenges of in-flight accessibility after a frustrating experience. USA's John Hunt reports.
Switched at birth actress Marley Matlin called out Delta Airlines on Twitter for its lack of accessibility for deaf and hard of hearing passengers, drawing attention to the challenges to those with disabilities while traveling. Her tweet said, "Sad to see that my preferred airline, Delta Flight 1998, has provisions for various languages and audio description for in-flight entertainment, but no closed captions for deaf and hard-of-hearing flights." She used the hashtag NoAccess and ADA Compliance. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.